Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we got the weekend off to an early start. Dancing with the Cars last night, which is the charitable component of the Pittsburgh International Auto Show, underway today through Monday at the David Lawrence Convention Center.
Did anybody actually dance?
Yeah.
I assume there was a band.
There was a band called Magic Moments, and they did a great job, and some people were dancing, but not everybody.
Okay.
And they were dancing among the cars.
Yeah.
And there for the ribbon cutting was our Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, who joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, guys. That is always a great tradition. Yeah, the 75 years they've been doing the auto show, and so many people love the turnout. And you're right, Larry, it was a great event last night.
Now, normally I would ask, what were you wearing? But instead, in this term, it is, what were you riding in?
Well, I was in a purple Lamborghini that they told me cost $600,000.
That's amazing.
I was actually afraid to get in it, let alone, I didn't drive it. They wouldn't let me anywhere near the wheel.
No.
But even to get in it, you're like, wow, that's a lot of money for
a
car.
Yeah, you don't put a French fry under the front seat of that one.
No. And you watch where you park that, I'm assuming, too, at the mall. You'd be a little careful about that.
And then Mayor Bill Pannuto joined you, and the two of you have done a remarkable job in this region, kind of our vision of the future. And really, the auto show is a peek into the future in their industry, and $410,000 was raised for Autism Society at Allegheny Valley School through the Vintage Grand Prix charity. So it was a great night.
It is, and there's a lot of folks, and you talk about technology, and driverless cars are being developed here in Pittsburgh, so we're always on the cutting edge of those type of things, and it is exciting to see all the new and the cars that come out, and people really flock to the auto show down at the convention center, so it should be an exciting weekend for folks.
Well, after you all were at the auto show last night, the mayor went home and spent his evening on Twitter. And, I mean, I'm seriously, through most of the evening, he was on Twitter talking to people about Amazon HQ2. One of his posts says, over the past 2 years, Amazon has invested in Pittsburgh over 80 jobs, last count, Southside, working on Alexa and automation. I think they would be very smart to continue to build out their presence here with an expansion of their present campus. Now, Rich, you know Chicago picked up the phone and called Amazon and said, okay, don't want to go to New York. We're still available. Is Pittsburgh going to make a push?
Absolutely. And look, Amazon is growing here. They've made many announcements. In fact, just last week, invested $550 million in Aurora, one of the driverless autonomous vehicle companies we talked about. Aspetive, I think it was 2 months ago, they invested a couple million dollars in a CMU startup. Amazon, I think, is no longer going to do this very public 25,000 or 50,000 jobs. They're going to be like every other company that's looking to grow and expand. And we have it here as well as any city in the country, with Facebook making their announcement, Oracle, SAP, every tech company. You know, we know what Google's done out at Bakery Square. So Amazon, you know, they made the Aleppo announcement a while back ago, that expansion, the Southside expansion, out in the West End in Ferrywood, that expansion. So that's going to continue, and we're in a really, really good place.
Well, I hope we get a piece of it, and I understand even Tennessee's pushing back on the other half of that 50,000. So maybe Pittsburgh ends up getting a manageable amount of this business in the future.
Yeah, and I think because of the ecosystem that's here that really has spun out by our, you know, universities, particularly CMU and Pitt, with some of the artificial intelligence, robotics, and technology there. And, again, Pittsburgh's just a great place right now to do business. Young people are flocking here, so we're in a good spot. And the mayor's really been, you know, leading that. You know, the development yesterday that was finalized with the Strip District Terminal. We see the Strip District just really – is one of those places taking off. What's happening in Lawrenceville, in Oakland, in East Liberty? There's so much momentum right now that companies like Amazon, they want to be in Pittsburgh. They want to be part of that.
You got a good parking space for your Lamborghini down at the courthouse today?
I think Larry took the good parking spot because I think his was over $1 million. So I don't know if he had a good trade-in or something to get that car, but that's we'll have to see.
Well, people can go down there and see it. And, Rich, we appreciate you being on with us. Let us know what you hear from Amazon. I'm sure you will. And you saw Ross Park Mall in South Hills Village announcing big expansions, too. So things are looking up.
There's a lot of good things happening. We're excited. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.